not the sense of possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to
me. Don't
shake me this way. I'd rather die than be a slave. I will survive. Killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. We hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree to mercy from. Was the price to pay for liberty?
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention.
Well, the election is over, and two things have been made extremely evident to the American people. Number one, we are on our own when it comes to illegal immigration. We knew that no matter who won, we would be on our own. Both Bush and Kerry were vehemently against America on this issue. That is a fact. Already since Tuesday, President Bush has been playing patty cake with Vicente Fox. So we know just about what we're going to get in this second term of George Bush's election when it comes to fixing this problem. No, folks, we are on our own, and that's a fact, and we will get no help from the government. The other thing that we learned on Tuesday is that since we are on our own, we can take control of our destiny and fight for America without the help of those who are in power and who hold the strings over us. The Grand Canyon State, that's right, Arizona, showed America that the people do indeed still have real, serious power. They passed Proposition 200 as a first step to controlling illegal immigration in their great state. With limited resources and little experience, a handful of Arizonan Americans, against overwhelming odds, did their patriotic duty. Their opponents, oh, boy, were they many. The governor of the state of Arizona, the mayor of the city of Phoenix, almost every Democratic politician, federal, state, and local, LULAC, MALDEF, the National Council of the Race, the Firefighters Union, the senior Republican senator of the state, John McCain, and a number of repulsive Republican congressmen like Flake and Colby, and the biggest newspaper in the state, the Arizona Republic. That's right. All of these were against these people, but they stepped up. And you know why they stepped up? Because they knew nobody else would do it, and it had to be done. It was necessary. These few Americans took the lead and did what everybody should do in this country, that is fight for America, and we are proud of them. We are extremely, extremely very proud of these people for what they have accomplished. Right now, it is the law in the state of Arizona to require proof of citizenship to register to vote. It is now the law in the state of Arizona to require proof of citizenship when you vote. It is now the law to refuse non-federally mandated benefits to illegal aliens, and it is now a crime for a government employee to not report an illegal alien who requests such benefits. These things do not violate anybody's civil rights. These things do not go against the grain when it comes to doing people the right way. No, these are things that were already the law, but now they have been reaffirmed, and they will be held responsible if they don't do these things. That is a fact. We know there's going to be challenges, folks. That's always the next step to things like this. There's always a challenge. And we know who it's going to be. The super liberal politicians, the race hustlers, the race pimps, the racist organizations like LULAC, the National Council of the Race, the illegal aliens themselves, family members of illegal aliens, and various other reconquistas, Raza Nazis, and racistas. They will be coming after this law with everything they have. But remember this, Americans did this. And it wasn't just white America, it was white and black America. And guess what? Excuse me. Half of all Hispanics in the state of Arizona voted yes on Prop 200. Half who knew that America came first, race comes second, if at all. There's going to be challenges. And you know what? I personally intend to be there. I intend to be sitting there when these arguments against Prop 200 are made. I want to be in that courtroom. Can you imagine what they're going to step up and say? They're going to have to say, we don't want people to have to prove they're citizens before they vote. We don't think that they should have to show proof when they register, and we sure don't want to take away American benefits from illegal aliens. To protest this law that was written in the plainest of English, this is what they will have to say. They will have to go against all logic and all law, and we are a nation of laws, folks. They will have to go against this. They will have to say that this is exactly what we don't want. We don't want law and order anymore. I predict, in my humble capacity, that this will be in vain, and that Prop 200 will prevail as the will of the people. And not only will it prevail, it will be duplicated and copied in every state that has the initiative process. We're doing ours here in California again. Colorado is already in the mix, folks, and there's been talk of duplication in Nevada and Georgia. As we say here in the ghetto, It is on and cracking. You know what that means? It means that it's happening. We've finally seen the shift. We finally had people come around. We finally start to see the bottom. We're going down over the hill now. We've made it to the top, and we're going down. We have seen more and more politicians come on this, good politicians like Tom Tancredo and Virgil Gould and a few others. We have seen others run for office who are pro fixing illegal immigration. We have seen people step up, regular, ordinary people like these people in Arizona who have stepped up to the plate and says, we will not tolerate this anymore. We will not be stopped because we have finally realized that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats will save this country. The same people that started this country will be the ones to save it. And you tell me who that is. I am proud. I am extremely proud to say that I am one of those people. They are the American people. Mr. and Mrs. America, John Q. Citizen, the guy who pays taxes, the guy who goes to work, the guy who gets no thanks for anything he does, the guy that steps up when it needs to be done, that guy that put that rifle in his hand when he had to go fight for this country, the guy that stepped up when the civil rights movement came. All of these people who need to say something when it's proper and when the time has come are the ones that are going to save this country. Just regular folks, regular people. I'm regular as they get. And I'm here every week, and I do this with no pay. I don't want any thanks. I'm just telling you that I'm one of many who step up and do this for their country on a regular basis. And now we've got more, and we've got those people in Arizona, and we are so, so, so proud of them. Bravo, Arizona. And let me tell you something else. When the history books are written, and when it all goes down, it's all put down in black and white. Arizona, California, and a few other border states will be the ones who will have stepped up and saved America from what it is. And why? Because we are inundated the worst. We are overrun. We are overwhelmed. And people who don't understand how bad it is, come live here for a while. Then you will understand. I don't want to hear your PCBS. I don't want to hear you sniveling. I don't want to hear you tell me, well, it's only one issue. Illegal immigration is only one issue. That tells me that you are not serious about fixing America when you tell me that this is just one of many issues. You have no clue that this is the one issue that is tearing this country apart. And when you idiots out there, you stupid people of America, figure it out, then you will step up to the plate with me and these folks from Arizona and the rest of Americans who are already at the plate, ready to bat. When you're ready to do that, you let me know. Bravo, Arizona. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Steve Remage, and I'm the Vice President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. The connection between capable leadership, public safety, and the security of L.A. County is a vital one. Each year, deputy sheriffs rate their unit commanders on their ability to provide quality public safety services for the residents and businesses of Los Angeles County. The results of our annual survey are available on our website at www.alads.org. Without the full confidence of the deputies sworn to protect and serve you, a station commander is not the leader we all need in a crisis. Quality leadership not only improves public safety, it near guarantees it. It gives residents and businesses the security they have a right to expect and deserve. Some stations are fortunate to have exceptional leadership year in and year out. Others consistently fail to meet minimum standards of performance and accountability. I urge you to go to www.alads.org and see how well prepared your local station is. I'm Steve Remage. Thanks for listening.
Now, folks, let's figure you may want to sell your house. You may just want to borrow some money on your house. Before you can get that done, the first thing you've got to have is an appraisal. That's the very first step. You know what I'm talking about? And you're going to say, where do I get an appraisal? Who's that guy Terry Anderson was talking about the other night? That's the guy to call, folks. American Real Estate Appraisals. Call them at 818-223-9498. These are the best people you could call for the fairest appraisal, and you know what that means. More money in your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. They're fast, friendly, and professional, and they help us stay on the air. You should be helping them stay in business. Give them a call. American Real Estate Appraisals, 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us live on CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right. Radio on your TV, CRN, the cable radio network. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight live at WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts. KFNX, 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, where we're heard live now at 10 o'clock at night. The great K-Dawn, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, KGTK, 920 AM, Seattle, Washington, and KLO, 1430 AM, Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call and number now. Those who want to call to agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-875-752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight, folks, this one is really, really a sad story. Tonight, the most horriblest clown is the San Diego federal prosecutors. And this is federal prosecutors who are supposed to be representing the people of America of all over the country in the great city of San Diego. Listen to this, folks. In a move that just completely infuriated the rank-and-file Border Patrol, federal prosecutors in San Diego have issued new guidelines for prosecuting illegal aliens and illegal alien smugglers. They will now, quote, scrutinize more closely the immigration and criminal history of suspects, unquote. They will no longer prosecute people whose crimes were outside of California, even though they're federal prosecutors and handle the whole United States. No. If it's outside California, they won't consider that. And any crimes that were committed 7 years ago, they won't consider. This new policy will release potentially violent, illegal aliens without prosecution back into Mexico. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, good. No. As one border patrolman said, they will be facing these very same criminals the next night because they're not going back to Mexico. They're going to cross that border the same day. Count on it. We're going to have the same criminals back on our street. But the best, or shall I say the worst of this new policy is concerning the smugglers. Smugglers will only be prosecuted if they intentionally or recklessly create a substantial risk of death or serious injury to those who are being smuggled. Now, this means that a pollero, that's a coyote to us gringos, can bring a diesel truck full of illegals into this country, and as long as they weren't endangered, and he fed them, and he kept them warm, and he held their hand, and he read them a bedtime story, they will not, I will say, will not be prosecuted. It could be 500 people in a truck, and they will not prosecute because he didn't take them through the desert where they could die of cold or heat. This is ridiculous. These people are trafficking in human beings. This is almost like slavery, and they're not going to prosecute these people. They're not going to prosecute those who violate our laws and bring people here illegally. They're not going to prosecute them. You know why? Because they're lazy as hell. That's why. They will tell you that their finances are low. They will tell you they have limited resources. But no, this is all from the top. This all comes down and says, let them alone. This is all from this administration. And anybody that don't like it, change the station, because it's the truth. This week, the San Diego federal prosecutors who are supposed to be protecting us, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, it gets worse and worse and more worse all the time. We are very privileged tonight to have a gentleman. And you folks know I don't respect a lot of people. You got to earn my respect, and I try to help you earn mine. I mean, me earn yours. But this guy, I have looked at him for a long time. I really respect him for what he has done when he was in the Senate of the state of California and what he is doing now on the Save Our License initiative. Senator Dick Mountjoy, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Terry.
It is really good to have you on here. I don't want to go on too long about what a great guy you are because people think we're trying to hide something.
There you go.
But the truth of the matter is you are still fighting for California even though you're not in office anymore, and your son's doing a fabulous job. He's one of my heroes also. But we want to get straight to this initiative. Look what happened in the state of Arizona. These people stepped right up and did what the government wouldn't do.
They sure did, and we knew it was going to go over the top big time with all the politicians over there, the big-time politicians going
56%.
Yeah.
Almost 57%. And Dick, they predicted this thing would go down big, just like they did back in 94 with 187.
Oh, sure.
And it passed.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have any money in 187. It was just on the natural. It passed overwhelmingly.
Yes.
And, of course, set aside by Governor Gray Davis. He's gone now, and we're back at it. I wish that 187 had seen its day in court. And we would have been successful because it was constitutional.
That was all we asked, was to get to the Supreme Court and be heard and have some logic told in its behalf. But we didn't get that because of Gray Davis. And like you say, he ding-dong, the witch is dead, you know.
That's
so.
Right.
But how's the initiative going? That's
it's
what
going
we
really want. Well. You know, we started out immediately. We had worked on funding prior to introducing the initiative for circulation. Once it was out for circulation, we were in the field. We're up over 200,000 signatures today. We're going moving towards 700,000 because this, Terry, is a constitutional amendment. And
that's so important.
We want to put it in the state constitution,
right,
that no public expenditures, public money, can go to those that are illegally here in California. It's a good initiative. It also covers no driver's license.
Right.
And it has a special clause in it. It has a special clause that says if any entity or politician doesn't enforce the what is in this amendment, that any public person, individual, can sue that entity for enforcement, and the loser pays. Well, if you're not in enforcing it, it's pretty easy to go to a lawsuit.
I love it.
And we'll get the job done. I just say congratulations to Arizona. They took a step.
Yes.
And it's a big step. We'll see where that goes. I think that's constitutional.
I think it is too.
You know, we have a single subject rule here in California. We'd love to put voting into this one, but we couldn't do it because of single subject that we have in our amendment, in our
right,
constitutional amendment,
right,
process. But nevertheless, we say in this initiative that these government funds, now if it's a federally mandated fund, well then that means that the feds will not only have to allow it to happen, they'll have to pay for it.
Have to pay for it, absolutely.
But even paying for it, it shouldn't happen.
No, it
shouldn't.
Illegals,
we say no college tuition. You see, right now, they've got it set up to where if you're from Arizona, come to California, you pay an out-of-state tuition. If you're an illegal alien in California, you get a subsidized college education. That is absolute nonsense.
So one comes from one state to the other in the same country, but the other one comes from one country to another country and does it illegally, then he gets the break. And an hour, maybe I have a niece or a nephew living in Arizona or Nevada, and they cannot come here and get the break like a Californian can get.
Exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that person from Arizona should be able to come here and get the break because they haven't paid California taxes. But I know if they're not going to get it, they sure shouldn't let it happen with somebody coming here from another country illegally.
Absolutely. The way they have lowered, we all heard Bush, and when it comes to illegal immigration, I guess Bush was slightly better than Kerry. Kerry wanted blanket amnesty. Bush is a what I call a long-range amnesty, but regardless, neither said anything about changing the Border Patrol, what they can do. Right now, even if they had 1,000 border guards, or if they had 10,000, if they're not allowed to move from station and patrol that border,
what good is it?
What good is it? What is good at 10,000?
That's right.
They have to change the criteria. It's the criteria that prevents them from patrolling the border.
And Senator, they have to take the handcuffs off.
Exactly.
These roundups they were doing here in Temecula were just fabulous. And what happened? Asa Hutchinson steps in and stops it.
Absolutely.
It gave us hope that something was being done. And what happened? He picked up 400 people or whatever the number was, and then they stopped it.
And then they shut it down.
Shut it down.
They got some flack from whomever. And I think that's just wrong. That's why the people have to take this into their own hands.
Yeah.
We've got to go out. We've got to circulate these petitions, get it back on the ballot, get it passed at the next statewide election, if it's a special election called by Governor Schwarzenegger or if it's the next primary, so be it. But we need to put this on the ballot and then hold responsible those people in politics
that do
not support it. If you have a representative, and I don't care who he is, Republican, Democrat, Independent, who is not willing to stand up and support this initiative, he ought to be gone in the next election.
Absolutely.
And he ought to be taken out in a primary. Now, if it's in a heavy, the way the state's gerrymandered, if you have a Democrat that's not going to stand up for this initiative, then get a Democrat in there that's going to stand up for it.
Well,
and let's change the face of politics.
I agree.
In California.
I am neither Democrat nor Republican, Senator. I'm as independent as they get. But I do I do more closely identify with the Republican ideology because I am basically a right-wing conservative at heart. Now, having said that, the Republican Party has drifted away from that.
Absolutely.
They have drifted away from that. So what I tell people, as I said in my monologue, you are on your own. And the people of Arizona, they went to Colby. They went to Flake. They went to McCain. They went to these people and tried to get the Republican Party to listen. The Republican Party didn't. Now, there's some good Republicans, J.D. Hayworth and a few others in Arizona. There's some good ones there. But these others did not listen. So the people said, look, they're not going to do for us. We must do for ourselves. Same thing here in California we did in 1994, and we're going to do again this year and next year. But the point of it is, you cannot sit back and wait for these people to be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Freedom, whatever. They're not going to do for you. You've got to do for yourself, and we've got to take our own destiny into our hands. That's what they did in Arizona. That's what we're going to do here. I believe it's 2006 in Colorado, and I hear some talk about Nevada and Georgia even doing. I mean, this is great news because it gives people hope that something can be done.
Absolutely. You know, right after 187 passed, we put a majority of conservatives in Sacramento. And then the politicians just kind of blew it away.
Yep.
They didn't know how to handle it. But they fell into this trap of saying there's a backlash to 187.
And there never was.
Talk about it. Because that was the craziest scenario I had ever heard. And you got your key leadership on both sides of the aisle promoting it.
And that was an urban myth.
Yes.
That's all it was.
It was a self-created myth.
There was never a backlash.
There was absolutely no backlash ever for this. When my son ran for that assembly seat, he was very, very strong in the illegal alien situation and just went right over the top because people still in the precincts understood it, and they've understood it for the last 10, 15 years. It's your elected officials.
That's right.
Who go to Sacramento or Washington, D.C., and they fall into the trappings of political office.
That's it.
And these one-worlders and open-borders guys get their ear.
And here's what happens. There's this huge disconnect that we talk about on most issues, but none bigger than on the illegal alien issue between the folks, Mr. and Mrs. America, and the government.
No doubt.
There's this huge disconnect. Senator, I got to go. Before I leave, I want to thank you for all you've done. We're going to stay in touch with you, and we're going to stay in touch with the Save Our License people. This is going to be the push of this show. Before, it was a little bit politics and some of these other initiatives, because we are a nationwide show now. But we're really going to push this California thing, and we're going to ask for the same support from the Arizona people that we gave them when they were doing theirs. And I want to get some you have some contact information for us?
Well, you can go to SaveOurLicense.com. You can download a petition. That petition that you download will have two signatures on it. If you call 357-7308, Peggy will send you out petitions with 10 signatures on them.
Great.
Don't try to – I just want to warn your listeners, do not try to Xerox these petitions because it changes the size of the type, and they would be –
we don't want that problem.
Without them being
just
good.
Download them and circulate the one you download,
yes,
or
download
call and get
right
and get
directly.
A copy.
Because it has to be a certain. They're very legal forms, and you can't change it at all.
We don't want any problems.
Be very, very cautious of that. We've got all kinds of petitions. We've got over 200,000 petitions itself in circulation today. We'll be getting them back.
We're going to really push it again the second half hour. Senator, I got to go.
Good.
We're coming up on a hard break. I want to thank you for all you've done for this state and this country, and we're going to stay in touch with you. And thank you so much for coming tonight. I know you're a busy man.
And you keep up the good work, Terry.
Thank you, sir. Senator Dick Mountjoy, thank you so much for coming.
Bye.
What a guy, folks. What a guy. One of the best there was, is, ever will be. But here's another guy, Senor Navarro. I want you to listen to this guy. This is what we're up against here in California.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the founding of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Terry Anderson Show live from Los Angeles on News Talk 870 KRLA. Heard nationwide on the Cable Radio Network and LBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. I want you to do something for me. I want you to get a pad and a pencil and get ready. I'm going to give you some phone numbers in a few minutes, and I'm going to talk to you about what needs to be done this week. I'm going to give you this one task. 2 phone numbers I need you to call, and I want you to call them and raise hell, as we do here at the show. So get your paper and pencil ready. I'm going to give them out in a little while. Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to Jerome, calling from Los Angeles, California. Jerome, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good night, Terry. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Do I have time to make 3 real quick points?
Depends on how long you take, bro.
Okay, I'm not going to take too long. Look, Terry, I was on the Internet last Monday, and I looked up, there's a supervisor's meeting. Supposed to be 9 a.m. Tuesday tonight. They're going to talk about what should the sheriffs or the police do with illegal aliens once they've, been captured for crimes. And I looked, and it said it's been postponed 2 or 3 other times previously. So what the listener should do is go to the Internet as soon as possible and make sure that it is still on. for Tuesday morning, the 9th, at 9 o'clock at the Hall of Administration.
Okay.
And the other point is, you know, down there in Watts at WLCAC, Maxine Waters has been holding forums on, you know, well, things that we can do to keep Martin Luther King Hospital open.
Right.
And some of our listeners, your listeners need to go down there and, you know, just make the point that, let's face it, illegal aliens have bled the hospital to death. That's why it's on the verge of closing. That's 90% of the problem.
How come that's never said? How come that's never said in public? Because we know that's what's going on in every one of these hospitals. But nobody ever says it. And I'm going to tell you, Maxine, you say that to Maxine, she'll have a fit, but it needs to be said to her anyway.
Well, you know what, Terry, if we can get enough people down there, because I felt like it probably wouldn't have been well received if I had jumped up and said it. But if we can get a few of your listeners down there, you know, we won't be intimidated, even if it's just 10 of us, because there were about 250 people at the meeting. Mm-hmm. And when is
the next one?
The next one is going to be next Saturday, and it's going to be another radio station there. And they're going to be talking about it, and it's going to be like a town hall meeting, and that's WLCAC on 109th and Central.
I can't come, Jerome. I will be in Chicago. I'm giving a speech
on
Saturday in Chicago. But that would be great to come down. What's the address of the office?
It's 109 something. It's right there on 109th and Central Avenue, right near those railroad tracks. They can't miss it to go on. It's a pretty good-sized building.
Well, anybody that wants to go, this is a really good thing because it needs to be heard. See, that's the problem. These things never get mentioned, and people get away with it. She'll talk about every reason except the main one is these people coming here and draining us dry.
Right. And, Terry, the very last thing I want to say is, did you see on the news the other night they were talking about this El Salvadorian gang, and they say how some of them have been approached by mysterious Middle Eastern, quote-unquote, figures, who have been on them about trying to transport people across the border because, you know, these guys, some of these people in this very large Salvadorian gang that operates here in Los Angeles, some of their members are coyotes, and these guys have been approaching them about bringing Middle Eastern types up here. But,
Salvador Trucha.
Okay.
Some of the most vicious people there is. And guess what? If they fall in with the Al-Qaeda, then you'll really see some action then.
Hopefully we can do something about that.
Yeah.
Good night, Jerry.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you for the good stuff, Jerome. You call me again and keep me up on these things that are going on because people need to know and we need to be able to attend these things.
We'll do. So let's try to get to that Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday morning on the 9th at 9 o'clock.
That's very important.
Sure it's still happening. Goodbye.
Jerome, thanks.
Have a good one, brother.
Call me again. All right, let's go to Jerry. He wants to talk about basically the same thing. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, he stole my thunder. We had a famous man that used to say, I'm mad as hell, right?
Yep.
You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. George, in case you're listening, I voted the last Republican election. I'm voting as a Republican. I'm going to the Constitutional Party, and I'm going to push that as hard as I can.
Good for you.
Now, I'll tell you this, I am mad as hell. I got on that phone right after I saw that program between 10 and 10:30 on Fox Channel News. Thanks for them putting it on. I called the White House. Folks, this is a toll-free number. It's been around for almost 8 years. 1-877-762-8762. 1-877-762-8762. You can call that, folks, anytime you want to. Now, the two senators we have in this California, you have to call San Francisco during the daytime. But my congressman, Buck McEwen, who I told him had been reaming him out for hours and years and told him to support Tam Concreto, well, folks, now that we have the president in, trick or treat, now that we have the president in, you call every single week and you make your voice heard.
That's
right. The El Salvadorian situation is bad. I'm joining the Apple Valley Gun Club when I retire January 20th, and I'm going to go ahead and get my .45 and a few other weapons I have, and I'm going to start practicing again because I shot pretty good in the Marine Corps, and I love this country. And by heavens, Terry, we love you too, and let's do it.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate that. Let me tell the folks one thing that happens. I've been to Congress a few times, and I've been to these offices. I've been to these offices, and I've gone in there, and I've talked to these aides and some of the senators and some of the congressmen also. But here's what they tell you, Jerry. They would tell you, well, you know what? I'm not really getting a lot of calls on this. And I believe them. Sometimes I believe them. Sometimes I think they're just damn liars. But sometimes you can look at a guy and tell that he's serious. They're not getting calls. So, you know, this phone number is free. And if you don't call your congressman, I would call him once a day. And here's the thing. If they're doing good, call them and tell them that. But if they suck, like Howard Vernon and Brad Sherman and Maxine Waters and Diane Watson and Jackson Lee and a few of these others, if they're really, really horrible, despicable
Congress people, then you should call and let them know. They need that incoming. They need to know that you don't like what they're doing and that you are a constituent. And not only are you not going to vote for them, because you haven't been voting for them anyway, you're going to persuade everybody you know not to vote for them. That means a lot to them, because there's only two things that matter, money and votes. That's all they care
about. Well, you know, I'll tell you, Jerry, I played Private Leonard in the Battle of Picasso Pass in 1962. The stunt man from Old Tucson played the Confederate guy. We defeated the California column, went there and defeated the Texas cavalry, sent them on back to, you know, where. Well, it's time to send these people back. And you know what? Arizona, God bless you. You're just out here in the West. You're
That's
not
right.
fighting Apaches, but you will pretty soon if we don't do what's right.
Arizona,
God bless you,
Arizona's,
and let's do it.
Arizona's full of smart Americans. Thanks so much, Jerry. Call me again.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Chair.
What's up?
Number one, I was thrilled to hear Senator Mountjoy on your program.
What a guy.
And I want your listeners to know that California Coalition for Immigration Reform, CCIR, is supporting this effort wholeheartedly. We are funding gun shows and other heavy foot traffic events throughout our state. And if you'll help us man tables at these events, please call 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's toll free, Terry. All we need to do is hear from you folks. And the second point, I want to invite all your listeners to our November meeting, when Terry March, the wife of Deputy David March, who was savagely murdered by an illegal alien, Armando Garcia,
who's still free
in Mexico.
That's right.
Will be our keynote speaker. The date, again, is November 24th, 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Club. If you need details, call that same number, toll free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and we'll tell you how to get there and what you can do to be a supportive entity on her behalf.
Sounds good.
And finally, I wanted to share, Terry, with all your listeners, that Congressman Tom Tancredo, God bless him, contacted me personally and asked me on his behalf to share his sincere gratitude for all of the generosity and support that he received that enabled him to win his election against the treacherous, pro-illegal alien greedmongers who put thousands,
what a horrible,
into the effort to defeat him.
Wasn't she a horrible broad? I mean, just horrible, just absolutely horrible, this woman, Conti or Kanji or whatever, whoever it was that was running against him,
right.
she was just another one of the same who wanted to bring, here's a guy doing the work of America, and she wants to bring him down for it.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And he absolutely defeated her. He won his election by 62%.
Hear, hear.
And asked me to personally share with all of the wonderful patriot Americans who helped him to defeat that vicious feline.
I'm glad you said feline. You had me scared there, Barbara. I thought I don't got to push the dump button on you.
Not me, man.
Well, I appreciate that from Tom. He's a great guy. And you know, this guy gets on the phone and calls people who contribute. I mean, just regular folks.
Right.
I mean, just gets on the phone and calls them up and says thanks them. And he's just such a regular guy, Barbara. And you got to love him. I want to thank you, Barbara, and we're really going to jump on this Save Our License thing. This is the main push of this show now until it happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
please, Terry, one more time, I urge people to call us not only to support this incredible effort to get this on the ballot, as well as attend our meeting and listen to Terry March, as well as other issues that they want to support that are patriot issues. We are toll free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. We welcome your calls, and please come on board. We're all going to work together to make this a reality.
All right, Barbara, thanks for calling.
God loves.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Dave Gorick calling from the great state of Illinois. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
Hey, buddy.
Well, I'm calling tonight just to, in the chance that some of your listeners have some friends and relatives back here in Illinois, and let them know that tomorrow the Illinois General Assembly is coming back for what is known as their fall veto session, and to be on the alert for any new attempts to pass legislation that would give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. So if you've got friends and family back here in the land of Lincoln, give them a call next week and tell them to keep their heads up, because these people aren't going to go away. They're just like a bad penny. You never get rid of them. And you have to be on the alert and remind them that if they're online, they can just go to the Illinois General Assembly. And when the page opens up, you can look on the left-hand side, and it will ask you for a bill number for reference. And last March, it was HB 4003. And once that page opens up, you can click on the vote history, and it'll tell you how your representative voted. So just a heads up for all you people out there on the West Coast to think of your friends and family back here.
We've got a lot of listeners there in Illinois, I know, because I get the emails from them every week.
Well, that's
so
good.
Yeah,
that's
good. You folks are listening. Do your job there. Do your job. Let's all be Arizonans for a while, because they are the ones we look up to now. They are the ones who got the job done. And let's all go and do what we got to do. Dave's got good information there. It's only good if you take it, though. You got to take it and act on it. That's what good information is for.
I appreciate your time, Terry.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the call, buddy. And, hey, I'll see you next week, huh?
Yes, sir. You betcha.
Okay. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, let's go to Bernie, calling from Gardena, California. Bernie, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
I sure did, what's his name? The the congressman from Arizona, I can't think of the name, T.C. or...
Oh, J.D. Hayward?
J.D. Hayward, did he get reelected?
Yes, he did.
Good.
Yes, he did.
Well, I'm 200. You know... These people over there, they're going to come into Arizona, and if they don't get it here, they're going to come into California, because these crooks down here in City Hall won't ever put something like that through. You've seen what that federal judge did. She just ruled it illegal, and that simple Gray Davis let it go at that.
Well, you know what, Bernie? You got a point. We're working on that one, and we're going to work on it as best we can with this new proposition to save our license proposition. But you're right. We got dealt a really tough one here. I read in the Arizona Repugnant the other day how the California 187 was struck down by the courts. That's a lie. It was never struck. It never got to the courts.
That's right.
One judge took it and put it in her drawer for, 3 years? Until Pete Wilson was out of office and she could get a Democrat in office like Gray Davis, get him in office, and he said, well, okay, I'll represent the people who want to keep it, and we'll let somebody else, I forget who it was, Maldef or somebody, represented those who were against it. Now, isn't that a shame to have Gray Davis representing us? He was against it when he was a lieutenant governor. You know he's going to be against it when he gets elected governor. He goes in there and just lets it go. He should have pushed it and says, let's take it to the next level. As the governor of the state, he had that power, Bernie, and he did not do it. And that's why we didn't get to the Ninth Circuit.
That Ninth Circuit, anyway. That's
But that's neither here nor there. If they turned us down, then we could have went to the Supreme Court, and that's what we wanted, was our day in court. We could have gotten it passed. It was constitutional. They would have overturned Plyler versus Doe from Texas, and guess what? We would have had it in action. We would have had it all over the country then. Everybody around would. We were 10 years behind, all because of this one, sorry, Marianna Felter and Gray Davis.
Well, you know... Terry, too, they deport these people in Mexico, and before that bus can turn around that brought them in there,
they're right
back in
it. They're right back on this side. Yep, that's it.
I think the only thing you do is put them to work digging a moat around this.
Well, I would do that too, Bernie. I'd put them all to work for 1 year. If you don't work, you don't eat. Come back again. We're going to scan the retina so we know who you are. Come back again. We're going to give you 5 years. Come back again. We're going to give you 10 years. And guess what? It wouldn't be many 10-year sentences. And when I deport them, you know where I'd deport them to? The border with Guatemala. That's where I'd take them. I'd take them to the furthest point I could. I'd take them one of those those boats I used to have. Used to land the landing ships. What were they called?
Duck.
Yeah, but there was another. And I
can't LVP.
Think. Yeah, I take them and them, run them right up on the beach. Get out. Get out. Boat to the stops here, all out. And put them out right there. Now, who's going to keep coming all those miles back up here? You keep doing that with these people, I'd drop them in parachutes at that southern border. I'd have them out there. I'd have them swimming to shore, getting wet. But you know what? That we're not going to do that because we're too humane. I'm trying to discourage them from coming here. And I would do it in a nice way, but I would do it positively, and I would do it with a little push and let them know, don't come back. If you come back, we're going to lock you up. But we're not doing that.
That's not right.
We're making them think if you come back, we're going to give you some more welfare. We're going to double up on your food stamps and your WIC, and we're going to pay for an apartment. That's what we're going to do. It's sad. Bernie, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Sam calling from L.A. Sam, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
You know, that tape you played from that Navarro made me think of one word loud and clear. Invasion.
That's it.
That's what it is. In 1954, Eisenhower decided that these people were invading us and didn't belong here, so he deported them. There were 2,400,000.
What was the name of that call? I can't remember.
Operation Wetback.
Operation Wetback.
Now,
yeah, that was
some
it.
Some people might
like,
say...
Like I really forgot.
Some people might say, well, there are many more now. Well, yes, there are many more, but there's also a larger INS, a
yes.
larger National Guard.
Good point.
A larger military, a
Good
larger
point.
Police.
Good point.
These things grow in proportion to each other, and it can be done.
Well said, Sam. And you know what? What they had then that they don't have now was the resolve and more of a respect for the law. There's lesser of a respect for the law. Now, the law is just something that fits in the way if it's inconvenient. If it's convenient, they'll obey it. If it's inconvenient, they won't. Big business now demands that these people be here, and we must make big business abide by the same laws that you and I have to, and that's what we're not doing.
Well, it was crystal clear to Eisenhower.
Yeah,
it was. They didn't belong here, so they had to go.
I like Ike. Where are you, Ike, when we need you? Thanks for the call, Sam. Call me again.
All right.
All right, let's go to Ron calling from Orange, California. Ron, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, first of all, I just wanted to say that I totally agree with you. If someone is good, call them out. If they're bad, call them out.
Whoever it is.
In today's paper of the Orange County Register, we had a reporter, Gordon Dillo, who has the guts and the courage to ask the question, why is it not considered a crime to be in this country illegally?
Bravo.
Talking about a 27-year-old illegal immigrant, Francisco Ledesma, who had a blood alcohol content of 0.21, blew through an intersection in Santa Ana, thereby hitting and killing a 15-year-old Sarah Morchi of Lake Forest, a 15-year-old girl. Not only did he do that, but he saw it fit to just flee the scene like a coward. They caught him a few blocks later. This illegal immigrant, or alien, was driving unlicensed, uninsured, and with that kind of a blood alcohol content. On the same page, we have Yvette Cabrera, completely pro-illegal, anti-American.
Racist.
Sticks up for illegal aliens every Sunday.
That's racism.
Absolutely.
Ron, that's nothing but racism. She is for her own. Those who look like, speak like, and talk like, think like her, she's for them. If it's anybody else, she's not, and that's racism.
Absolutely. And I would ask everyone in Orange County or anyone who wants to, give the Orange County Register a call. You can call Gordon Dillo at 714-796-7953.
And applaud
thank
him.
Thank him for having
absolutely
guts and courage. And call up the vet, 714-796-3649. Tell Yvette, you suck.
You
for
suck.
Being anti-American,
you suck.
So illegal, and choosing to put the so-called rights of an illegal alien like this guy who murdered 15-year-old Sarah.
Gotta go, Ron.
Rights
thanks.
Of Americans.
Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Ron.
Take care.
Take care. You too. All right, folks, grab that paper and that pencil. Here it is. Here's the phone number to the Dillard House Restaurant. Now, that's in the state of Georgia. The Dillard House Restaurant is 1-800
1-800-541-0671. That's 1-800-541-0671. Now, this is the guy, Mr. Dillard, who got on TV on that CNN TV documentary and said that he hires illegals and he doesn't care what anybody thinks about it. Now, you call him up and let him know that he sucks. But here's the other number. If they get enough calls, they will go arrest this clown and put him... Maybe they'll build a new jail for this idiot. Who knows? And put him under it. But that's what he deserves. The number to the Department of Labor hotline. This is a line where you complain about the Dillard House. And listen, the number is 1-800-347-3756. That's 1-800-347-3756. Call up and complain about what you saw on this program. If you haven't done it, do it. If you're not going to do it, get somebody else to do it for you. If you don't know how to dial a phone, call me. I'll come over and dial it. But get this done. And those of you who haven't called, why not? I've given this number out three times. We want this to be done. Do it as an American. Call this number, 1-800-347-3756, and complain about the Dillard restaurant, the Dillard House restaurant in Georgia, who got on TV and bragged about how many illegals he had. Now, I'm going to give that number again next week. Let's give him hell. Let's go to Joe calling from Pasadena. Joe, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, good evening, Terry. I just want to bring up an issue that's about the racial tension that's currently in our school system. And as an administrator and a counselor, right now, I mean, just this beginning of the year, I personally have checked in numerous accounts in which Hispanics, illegal aliens, assaulting black students, and the school board and the police are not doing anything about it.
And Joe, they're trying to keep it quiet. They're trying to keep it quiet because they don't want people to know about this racist thing that's happening. You know who I hear it from? I hear it from the kids in the schools. I absolutely do. You're absolutely right, Joe. This is a big thing. There was a huge article in the paper a couple of months ago about how they're killing black folks over there in Highland Park. And a few years ago, they were killing black people in Hawaiian Gardens. But the schools, this is happening all the time. And Joe, you know when it happens? When the numbers get up to about 65-70% Latino, then they start attacking the blacks or the whites or whoever's there. And they even attack the American Hispanics, but mostly the blacks because we are the minority, and that angers me.
And you know what, Terry, and this is not isolated to California thing. And I've spoken to other educators in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and it's happening all over there. And the number's increasing, and that's what's disturbing.
And even the black leaders won't say anything about it. Joe, it's the end of the show. I got to go. Thank you so much for that call. It's very important. Call us again, would you?
All right, thank you, Terry.
Thank you, sir. Take care. I want to give out a new website, folks, that somebody that you need to go to web. Very good website. Good, very good information. Lady named Sherry Correll that I know in the state of Nevada. She's in Las Vegas. She has a website. It's SherryCorrell.com. It's all about illegal immigration. That's SherryCorrell. SherryCorrell.com. Very good information. We got about 10 seconds left. I'm going to take Priscilla. Priscilla, you got about 15 seconds.
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to know if your listeners know anything about David Gilbaum. This is the multimillionaire that helped squash 187.
Oh, I read about him in the Times, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering, how involved is he in destroying our country?
I don't know. We'll talk about him next week.
Great.
Thanks, Priscilla.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that's the end of the show. I want to thank Carol DeLee for taking your calls and my great engineer, Mike Reed, engineer par excellence, for engineering the show tonight. I want to remind everybody out there that we do need your help to stay on the air. Please, folks, we need your help desperately. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I will be on with Mark Edwards on K-Dawn in Las Vegas Wednesday night at 10. And I also want to remind you of This Week with the Swings. Great stuff you can read. All right, folks, don't forget those three websites we talk about, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to the best website there is, Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available
from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.